Grief is a natural part of life, and we all experience it at some point. By becoming aware of our emotions in the process of grief, we can begin to accept and move through our pain. Acceptance doesn't mean that we forget or stop feeling the loss, but it allows us to come to terms with it. And finally, we can choose to honour our loved ones by celebrating their life and finding meaning in our grief. Join me as we explore these pillars of grief and how they can help us navigate the journey of grief. We will explore this journey together, and you will hear from experiencers, experts, and researchers. I'm Jock Brokas, and this is The Pillars of Grief. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jock here, and this is The Pillars of Grief. Glad to be with you all. It's been a little while because I've had my mother-in-law here for a month and had an absolute ball with my mother-in-law here, so I took some time down. But in that time, I've had a lot of time to reflect, and I have a lot of questions that come to me regularly, and one of these questions, and actually, let me forget that. Let me not talk about that. Let's not talk about the questions. Let's talk about the feeling or the act, or when we lose someone close to us and special to us. The physical connection is one thing. The emotional connection is another thing. But the audible connection is a thing that we don't often think about in our grief journey. And this episode is kind of jumped in before any of the other ones that I'm actually about to do. And it's because of a friend of mine had recommended a young lady to connect to me because she had lost her mother. And she's going to be listening to this and watching this. And this is really for her. And this is really a message for her, not from the afterlife, because I'm not giving a reading here or anything, but maybe some words of comfort, that maybe a little bit of wisdom that might be able to help you. I'm not going to mention your name because you know who you are, but this episode is going to help so many people, because I get asked this so many times about the connection and not being able to converse with your loved one. So when we come right back, we're going to dive into this a little bit more. And this is going to be really kind of personal to everybody. This will touch everybody in some way who has lost a loved one. God bless. Are you struggling with grief? Hi, I'm Jock Brokas, a grief researcher, author, spiritual mentor, and renowned evidential medium. Join me on the Pillars of Grief podcast. Through personal teachings and interviews with experienced researchers and educators, I will provide valuable insights and support to help you navigate your journey through grief. I will answer the questions you yearn to be answered, and I'll help you understand your journey. Listen and subscribe to the Pillars of Grief podcast today on your favorite platform and start navigating your journey through grief. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and I saw a video the other day on social media, and this was a young lady who had been recommended to connect to me because she had lost her mother and you know, tragic circumstances, illness. And often this can be a massive shock. And no matter whether you've lost a mum, whether you lost a dad, anybody who's out there, one of the biggest problems, we talk about missing the physical side of them. We miss seeing them. We talk about, you know, missing the things they do and how you emotionally feel. But often, I always get people asking me, I can't communicate. I wish I could talk to my mum one last time. I wish I could have spoke more to my boy. I wish I could have talked more or spent some time and engaged with my loved one more than what I did. And we tend to then get a whole series of guilt that comes over us, and sometimes shame. And we never think that we're ever going to be able to get over that. We're never going to think. And nobody wants to hear the platitudes from people saying, oh, it's temporary, you know, it's something you'll get over. It does get easy. And yes, they're right. It does get easier. But remember, this is a journey that's going to continue. So you can't heal grief. It's impossible. I don't care what anybody says. You can't. You have to integrate it into your life. And if you've been used to having a connection with your mom, your dad, your brother, your auntie, your uncle, or whatever it is. And like my really good friend, Sheila. And Joe and I, we still talk about, you know, I wish I could just hear her once more, or wish I could speak to her again on the phone. And it's very difficult because we don't have that audible connection. The audible connection is really, really important. And so when they're gone, we miss having those conversations. We miss having those chats. And that sense of loss, if you don't realize that you can still have those chats, that sense of loss can actually get worse. It can get stronger inside of you. It can cause, you know, mental anguish, and in some worst cases could cause, you know, prolonged grief disorder should you kind of let it get on and get a hold of you. As I've said many, many times, grief is actually a journey that we're all going to go on, and it can be a wonderful teacher. It can be a wonderful precursor to spiritual awakening and development, and it can be your greatest nemesis. It depends on how you face the journey and how you embrace the grief journey. But what I want to talk about today is for those of you who are missing those conversations, and for the young lady that I watched your video and it broke my heart to see that and to see the pain that you were going through. And I hope that maybe a few of these words will resonate in your heart and will also resonate in many other people's hearts, because, you know, we're all spirits having a human experience. We're all interconnected. There's no separation. So we feel, you know, when I look at you, I feel the sorrow. When someone else looks at you, feel the sorrow. When you look at something that makes you happy or sad, you feel it. You feel it inside of you. And so one of the things that you said is that you miss being able to just talk to your mother on the phone, or talk to your mother one last time, or to have that conversation, or to laugh, or to joke, or to do anything. And I get it. I really empathize, and I have so much compassion for anyone who has lost a loved one and misses that. And here's the other thing, ladies and gentlemen, you may have a bit of guilt because you maybe think you didn't do enough, or that you didn't communicate enough. Or it may be that you had an estranged relationship because maybe you fell out. Maybe there was a miscommunication and something happened and the relationship dwindled, and that happens. But it doesn't separate the bonds of love, ladies and gentlemen. The bonds of love can never, ever be put asunder. They will never be destroyed. And then if we look at it in science, energy can be manipulated. It can never be destroyed. And you are made up of energy. So the very fact that you think that life is gone after this, and for all of you skeptics out there that are listening, your energy is just the same as I am. And whether you believe in an afterlife or believe in anything else beyond the death of the physical body, doesn't matter, because it means you're still going to continue on. And I'm not going to get into the argument of evidence and everything else, because this is really for you guys out there who think you cannot communicate with your loved ones. And so I want to say to you, young lady, and anybody else that's out of there, just speak. And I've taught this in many of my workshops. I teach people to just speak out loud or in their own mind. Have that conversation. And you may feel that there's nothing there. And you may feel that they're not there and they're gone. And you may feel empty for a little while. But I promise you, your loved one is there and your loved one is listening. And your loved one gets that vibration. They get that energy. They pick up that. It may not be in the way that you think anymore. It may not be that it's a vocal connection through their voice and your voice. But the connection exists, and it can be picked up just as much as I give a sitting to someone and I can hear their loved ones clairaudiently, and I can give them evidence of their loved ones. You just need to learn a new language, and that language is symbolic. That language is from deep inside of you. It's no great black science, okay? We were built. I recently did a presentation for a massive healing organization about storytelling and how to utilize storytelling to help them in their business and that kind of thing. And for me, storytelling is part of what I do as a writer, as a journalist, and in the research work that I do. And also, storytelling is part of what I do in mediumship, because the loved one on the other side is trying to communicate a story to me, and then I've got to be able to discern that story and put that out there. So for you, those of you that are there and thinking, no, I can't do it, I can't speak anymore, you can. Actually, you just have a normal conversation. I do with my dad. And sometimes I even have it out loud. So I could be driving in the car and running past and somebody thinks I'm singing and I'm actually having a conversation with the old man, right? I'm lucky that I can discern very easily when I get responses. And for those of you that think that you'll never, because you said, you know, that young lady, I don't want to use your name, but you know who you are. But you said that you don't think you'll ever go over it. And you don't think that if you speak out or anything that you're going to hear anything. Maybe not now you'll hear anything the way that you expect. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have tried to communicate and spoken out loud and maybe even spoken in your heart and don't think you've got anything back, you probably have. And I would say 99.9% you have. You just haven't recognized it. Because sometimes we've got to think that grief is like a really dense fog, right? It's like a dense fog that you can't see through. You just see nothing. Maybe there's something faint in the distance. You can't perceive it, but it's there. But here's the beauty of that fog. That fog is still just a very much a part of the ethereal nature of the universe. That fog is energy, just as you are. And that fog, that energy will transform. I don't want to say it's temporary. The state of it being as a fog is temporary. And soon that fog will dissipate. And soon the sun will come in. And soon you'll be able to see clearly. And as you stand at the precipice and you're able to look out to the vista and there's no fog, but there's amazing beauty, you'll start to feel that warmth and that vibration and that beauty. And you'll start to discern those little signs that your mum or your brother or your dad or whatever sends to you. Because most of the time, the reason that we cause more suffering because we believe that they're gone and we can't communicate them, it's because we don't know how to discern, we don't know how to recognize the signs. And I've done a video on my YouTube channel. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm not sure if this is an episode that's actually on the podcast, but definitely on my YouTube channel, 100%, you're going to get that episode all about signs and how to recognize signs and the difference in signs and even, I think even a little bit of the science of signs, or that's, something that I got coming up pretty soon. Beyond this podcast, my work involves delivering thought-provoking talks and workshops which are deeply rooted in my experience and extensive research. My objective is to bring a profound understanding of grief to your organization, turn an adversity into strength, resilience, and growth. I can help you forge a compassionate and supportive environment that encourages emotional resilience. We will create sustainable solutions for managing grief and loss. Understanding grief isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, a fundamental aspect of our human experience that directly impacts our work lives. As leaders, your comprehension and management of grief can be transformational for your organization. I invite you to collaborate with me on this journey. Contact me at jockbrokers.com. So you just need to learn a new language. You just need to learn that it's not going to be in the vocal, in the auditory way that you are expecting in a material world, but now that you have to really look inside of yourself and open up yourself to your own spiritual power and to be able to discern that. And most of the time, your loved ones have already given you signs, loads of signs. It's just that you miss them. And it's because you can't see through the fog. That's it. That's all it is. But as I said, that fog is going to lift. And then you'll be standing, you'll be able to see the beautiful vista, you'll be able to see beyond what's there. And then it's a nice, easy flow, right? It's like being at the bottom of a waterfall. I love to use the analogy of a waterfall all the time. And for those of you who have not tried any of my meditations. I have a meditation app. I've recorded meditations and parables. And if you want them, then just message me. There's no cost to it. It's free. It's no problem. Just as long as you're someone who's suffering grief and you're looking for a little bit of comfort and wisdom, then that's there for you. And I'm happy to give it to you. So, you know, jumping back into this analogy, the waterfall, you imagine that the waterfall is what's blocking you. It's the rocks that's in there because you can't see. You want to hold that water. You want to hold it and never let it go because it's you feel as if it's that's maybe your loved one or that's the part of you know, maybe the experience that you have. But you can't because it's constantly moving. You can't, even if you stand at the waterfall and you put your hands under and you want to hold it forevermore and in that moment in time and hold on to that feeling, think, you know, let's just say that that's like your loved one trying to communicate. It's got to go. It's got to go somewhere. So what is the answer? Well, the answer is like I said, in grief, you have to integrate it. So you have to become the waterfall. You have to become part of it. So that it flows through you, it's part of you, it goes, it's there. There is no disconnection from it. You're not separate from the waterfall. You are the waterfall. In the same way as the energy that carries your loved one's vibration on the other side, it's that vibration, it's that same force that animates you and gives you life, is the same force that animates your loved one on the other side. There is no separation. And because your expectation is held up that you have this idea that you should be able to communicate in the way that you can on this side of life, that's what causes the suffering. And the reality is, it's the judgment of that that causes the suffering for you. So the reason that you're suffering is not because of the loss, it's because of your expectation and your attachment to it. And therefore you judge it. And in the judgment, you create the suffering inside of you. So it might sound a little bit complicated, and I'll try and, you know, maybe in, I've got a bit longer time. It's actually something I might do in my group. So if you're not part of my my grief community, then please, you know, come and join us. And that's actually probably a class that I should maybe do and talk about that a bit more. So you need to realize that you don't have any separation. And if you feel that you cannot have a conversation out loud, then have it in your mind, have it in your heart. Speak to your loved one before you go to bed at night. Learn about how you could receive signs from them. Don't go with the expectation of someone saying to you, okay, you get a feather and then you're outside and a feather drops down and, you know, there's a scientific explanation for it, but I can tell you some amazing, wonderful examples of signs. And when you open your heart to having these real signs, then you start to recognize the real power in those signs. And there's nothing wrong if a feather brings you comfort, fine, it's great. If something else brings you comfort, remember, one man's evidence is another man's failure, or one woman's evidence is another woman's failure. But I would rather teach you to really recognize what is true, recognize what is vibrationally matching, and is that that energy that opened your heart into a place of knowing rather than questioning or believing from knowing, which is a really, really powerful divine part of, is a really divine part of you. You know, when we believe in something, we're believing in the attachments, expectations, and perceptions of others, because someone tells you this is true, then you're expected to believe it and accept that. And oftentimes, with belief has got room for interpretation, and people's beliefs change constantly. One minute you believe you're a vegetarian, the next minute you're down McDonald's having a great burger. Your belief has changed. But no one doesn't. No one's constant. No one is divine. No one is coming from the soul, right? So soon, when you start to communicate, if you speak out loud or you speak in your heart, And then you start to recognize changes and signs that speak to you from your soul, speak to you from your knowing. That's when you can really recognize and move forward on the grief journey, because you know that your loved ones are fine and your loved ones are there. And it's not just about going to a medium and getting a medium to connect you, because again, that's just a little grain of sand in a vast desert. I have lost the count of the number of sittings that I've done, but people even going to a medium, it's a temporary thing, because when you get the information, you feel great, it helps you through. It's a great potential, a catalyst to your journey. I don't want to say a catalyst to healing, but it's a catalyst to your journey. But it can heal other aspects of your life in ways such as, I know people who have had physical illness, but you know, they've managed to get through it because of maybe the sitting or the evidence that they've had come through, or you know, information's come through that has put the person on a path to health, and that's different. But we're talking about, you know, healing grief, which is something you can't really do. It's something you really need to integrate. So everybody that's listening to me that thinks you cannot communicate with your loved ones, you can. And you can communicate with them just as easily as you can speak to your friend. You just need to know that you can, and have the patience to be able to wait until the fog lifts so that you can see the beautiful vista of spirit beyond you. It's all you need to do. There's no time in spirit. You're connected. My favorite saying, statement or saying that I kind of coined a long, long time ago was, your loved ones are waiting for you just in the next room. And one of our members, Jill, she loves me saying that. She loves that. You know, she uses that probably herself. And she's had amazing and wonderful signs. And, people that I've read for recently and stuff, they've had amazing signs and stuff. But what I want you to do is to realize you don't have to come to me. You don't have to come and sit with a medium just to get this. Power's inside of you. You can communicate now. Drive along the car, I do this to my dad, I drive along the car and speak to my dad, right? I've got to the point now where I know when he's going to respond. And if he doesn't respond, we could be busy, right? I've heard from my loved ones on the other side. I've heard from recent loved ones that's passed. I know that I communicate, and I can recognize and discern those signs. But there was a time when I was just like you. There was a time when I lost my loved ones from a very young age, before even I was a professional medium, and I was standing the same as you. Maybe it wasn't on camera, but I was crying to my friends. I was crying to my family. I didn't think I could communicate. I didn't think I could speak to my dad. I didn't think I could speak to my uncle. I just didn't believe any of that. But I had to come to a place of knowing. And that is the greatest place. That's the greatest destination for you to get to at the moment. And that's just a temporary destination, because you'll keep going and you'll keep developing. But that's somewhere I want you to try and get to, is to realize that, you know, and it's not, you don't have to feel stupid about talking to your mother or talking to your father, talking to your wife or anything. Just do it out loud in the private of your own home or in the car. I guarantee you they can hear you, and I guarantee you they will come back. And let me tell you, I've given loads of sittings before in the past, and I've recounted conversations that they've had that their loved ones have overheard. So they hear you. I'm not saying that to tell you, you know, of my abilities as a medium. I'm saying that to recognize, so that you recognize, take me out of the equation, take all that out of the equation, to recognize that your loved ones are still very much a part of your life now. They are not gone. They're just in the next room. And you can speak to them just as good as you could when they were here. And if you're a person who's fallen out with your loved one, if you're a person who's had distance and you're suffering from anxiety and you're suffering from guilt and shame because you let that connection go, in your own mind, you let that connection go, then just join it again. You can still connect with them. You can still come to an understanding. You can still work a power of forgiveness in your judgment within the situation. Don't feel guilty about you not having that connection. Don't feel guilty or shameful about you not maybe doing enough. That's just an illusion. And it's an illusion of the material world. It's an illusion of man, right? Communicate, because they hear you and they're not going to hold that judge. They're not holding nothing against you or anything. It's only you that's doing that. So they may be gone temporarily from your material physical world for now, but they are not gone from your heart. They are not gone from your vibration. They are not gone from you. They are very much a part of you. You're interconnected through all timelines. You're interconnected. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to open up your heart and don't be ashamed or feel guilt about speaking to your loved ones, because they'll hear you. Don't be ashamed about making it right between you. If you have fallen out with a loved one or something, make it right, because it will be. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have got any questions, then please reach back out to me. Ask anything. I'm happy to share what knowledge and wisdom that I have from my many years of experience in this field and also in research. And if you're looking for a community to join, to get support and to be with other like-minded souls, then go to my website, jockbrokers.com, go to the grief group, join it, fill in the form, we will let you in. And also message me, connect with me on social media, and you get access to my meditations and all that kind of stuff as well. So, once again, thank you for listening to me, and for you, my friend, who touched my heart with your raw emotion. Go and speak to Mum. She's going to hear you, and you're going to learn to receive the response. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Pillars of Grief with me. If you've found this podcast helpful, please consider subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Also, leaving a review can help others find the show and receive the guidance they need on their journey through grief. I appreciate your feedback and look forward to hearing from you all. Join my free online support community for those grieving and connect with others who understand what you're going through. I offer you a spiritual blessing and hope you will join me on the next episode. Till then, open your mind and allow the power of the divine to transform your grief to spiritual realization. God bless.